Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. New figures from the Gardaí show an average of 14 traffic incidents involving e-scooters were recorded every week last year. That's despite the fact that they're currently illegal on public roads and footpaths. However, legislation is going through the Oireachtas, which is expected to legalise e-scooter use on Irish roads in the next few months. The NCBI, the Irish Wheelchair Association, the Irish Guide Dogs are now urging the Minister for Transport to take action in the new legislation to protect pedestrians with access needs. Our reporter Kate Egan has been looking at the issue of e-scooters and how the new law might work.
So what you need to do is you need to put one hand on either side, one foot on the scooter. You push off with one foot and then press the accelerator once both feet are on.
Charlie Gleeson is the founder and CEO of Zip Mobility, one of a number of private companies that are hoping to roll out e-scooters here once their use is legalised on Irish roads, which is expected to be in the next few months.
You know, Dublin is one of the most congested cities in the world. You know, it's up there with Mexico City, and our public transport systems, our public transport infrastructure is patchy. So what we need to do is we need to fill the gaps that currently exist in the public transport infrastructure. And micromobility is a way that we can, you know, fill these gaps. It's a way to get people to and from the public transport links and make that more accessible.
Under Irish law, electric scooters meet the definition of mechanically propelled vehicles, which means they cannot be used in a public place without tax, insurance and the appropriate driver's licence. Since it's not currently possible to tax an e-scooter, this means it's illegal to use them on public roads and footpaths. Gardaí say in 2022, 746 traffic incidents involving e-scooters were recorded on the Pulse system. Since the beginning of this month, 28 incidents have been recorded. Personal injury solicitor Liam Maloney says the new legislation will bring clarity to the law around e-scooters and mean they can be legally used on Irish roads.
This new bill proposes to establish a new vehicle category called Powered Personal Transporters, or PPTs. This new category will not only capture e-scooters, but will also allow for other new and innovative micro-mobility vehicles that may need regulation in years to come. Those provisions in that bill do not apply to mobility scooters, as the existing legislative framework for those vehicles will not be affected.
Brian Farrell is from the Road Safety Authority, who were one of the organisations that made submissions to the government on this new legislation.
There's a balance that needs to be struck in relation to, you know, allowing devices like e-scooters onto the roads because they are, you know, they're such a novel means of sustainable transport, and I suppose just ensuring that we minimise risks for road users. The Road Safety Authority recommended that they be regulated for use on the roads rather than banned, and we're delighted that the minister is taking that approach.
The RSA says it's expected the new law will be similar to that of bicycles once the e-scooters operate below a certain speed. They also made a number of other recommendations regarding their use.
I suppose some of the things that, you know, certainly the RSA has recommended be considered as part of the regulations governing their use is that it includes a ban on their use on footpaths, and, for example, that they're restricted from carrying passengers and luggage, and that they are restricted to those over 16 years of age.
Charlie Gleeson of Zip Mobility agrees with these recommendations and also for the need for balance in the new legislation. His company already operates e-scooters in Poland and England, and users are covered by third-party and personal injury insurance, something they would also introduce here. Charlie says legalising e-scooters on Irish roads can have benefits for everyone.
If we look at what's happening in mainland Europe at the moment, you can pick up a scooter for yourself in a retailer, just like you can pick up a bike, or you can get a shared vehicle, like you can get a shared vehicle in Dublin, say a Dublin bike. The UK is quite unique the way they only allowed shared services, and you can't just pick one up from, you know, a retail store. I think that will change in the UK, and I expect that will change in Ireland as well. Like, when full legislation comes in, our goal and the goal of the people selling retail scooters is the same. We're trying to get cars off the road here.
Charlie Gleeson of Zip Mobility ending that report from Kate Egan.